Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen, 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tour set, pop!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name 3 bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hollywood, 53 degrees, partly cloudy.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the series. You know what to do. If you like what you see, hit that subscribe button. You get new interviews just like this one every single week. You can grab a Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. We've had some great guests here lately. Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, Sam Yeager, you know him, in Parenthood. We talk about the final season of The Handmaid's Tale and starring in the new Blumhouse feature Wolfman. Genesis, members of Genesis were here. Sonic Youth, Heart, the B-52s, Pavement, Troy and Belisario from Pretty Little Liars to talk about her new show On Call on Paramount Plus, Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, Desi Leidick of The Daily Show, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is actress Peyton List, from Disney Channel favorite to genre queen. She's built a career that refuses to be boxed in. Whether the early days like Jesse, the Disney show Jesse, to kicking ass in Cobra Kai and solving the ghostly mysteries in School Spirit, or taking unexpected new roles, she's always bringing that depth, charm, and just the right amount of edge. We get to talk about season 2 of School Spirits, out now on Paramount Plus. And let me tell you, the afterlife is only getting weirder. As Maddie, she's been unraveling the mysteries of the undead high school experiences, because being a ghost doesn't mean the drama stops. With more twists, secrets, maybe even some answers, this season is set to up the stakes. We get to talk about her playing a dual role because her body, of course, is possessed. We get to talk about that big old cliffhanger and how much she knew about season 2 going into it. We also get to talk about some of her other roles, including the movie that came out the end of last year, Girl Haunts Boy. Yes, she is a ghost in 2 different things. And of course, we get to talk about the final season of Cobra Kai, how her character has changed over the years, what she's learned about him, how much she actually had, how much say she had in her character's finale. All that's and more as we talk season 2 of School Spirits on Paramount Plus and the final season of Cobra Kai on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Peyton List.
I love your posters.
Second season of School Spirits. You also did Girl Hunts Boy, the final season of Cobra Kai. I know things come out at different times, but for all this to be happening at once, it seems maddening. Like, you suddenly you're just everywhere once again.
Well, it's so funny how that happens, because it felt like such a slow lead up, because, you know, it's been like six seasons of Cobra Kai. I mean, I was in five, and then Girl Hunts Boy was filmed a few years ago and then came out later. And then, so like, to get these projects off the ground and then they just happen to come out all around the same time. But it's been super fun to get to finally talk about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with School Spirits, because first off, I think we were all looking, like, I was interested. I love a good ghost story when that first season came out. But I think a lot of us were surprised in, like, just how great that was, like, beyond the level of what a story like that usually might be. And you all ended with a big old cliffhanger that we had to wait a while for. Like, did you know the story of the second season?
Not at all. I had no idea where they were going with it. But I really like Megan and Nate Trinrud. I really like their writing. And so I was like, okay, fine. I trust you.
Because, you know, for stories like you have to stay ahead of the audience. You know, there's so many stories out right now to be an original take on this. So you get possessed, which means you're also playing a dual role this season, mm-hmm. in a way, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, what was the process like? Because there's the 1950s ghost that's in you, and then there's also you.
Exactly. So I had to prepare the character of Janet, who's now inhabited Maddie's body. I had to prepare that with Jessica Boer, who plays Janet, and we had to just create this character together, create this 1950s girl who has been sort of just stuck in the school for decades. And then we had Maddie, a modern teenager, on the other side. So it was just figuring out the body language and her mannerisms and her little tics and quirks. We had to kind of create that together to form a distinction. And that was something I was just hoping would work, you know, hoping that people would get it when watching.
Do you have to keep up with it? I'm sure you shoot it separately, but like, is there a thing to remind yourself, like, who you're supposed to be at any given time?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I guess the wardrobe and also just the makeup, getting into that, it was a really cool process with Corey, our makeup artist, because we would like just mattify Maddie's face. So like the process of having to do that in the morning was like almost like a mindful way to get into it. And then for Janet, she could be like oily and greasy and sweaty, and like she could have like skin that just had all the colors on it.
It's fun to see how you all played with that and where that story kind of takes. And to learn more about the ghost world, like, do you all sit around and debate the rules of ghosting? Because the whole time I'm watching, that's half of my thoughts. It's like, okay, so if you can do that, but you can't do this, et cetera.
Exactly. No, we're definitely just like poking holes, because we want to poke any holes that the audience might consider as well. And I think there's a huge amount of people that just poke holes in all of it, in like all of the rules. And we all know all of the rules now. Like, we just know them.
Yeah, because the whole thing, like, resetting. Like, I was thinking of, like, every time they make a vampire movie, you know, they add one little new thing for every generation of new vampire movie. And it feels like that with the ghost you're at, you get to add, like, one little new thing in this. And I don't know how much you can talk about it, because I'm sure it's all in the writing. But those rules, like, this, it feels like you all have created an original world, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, we wanted to keep it practical, so that it was no special effects having to come in, which could like maybe take someone out of it. So the practicality was difficult on the day, but I think is kind of fun. Like, just not really, I don't know. Like, it doesn't take me out of it, at least.
You do have a new character who does pottery, and I'm hoping that was not lost. I'm hoping that's an actual Easter egg that's meant to be there.
Yes. Yes, it is. And it just gets even more, even more so. It gets even more obvious.
You didn't take it to Unchained Melody. Like, we didn't hear that, but it feels like it should be.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Just wait. Just wait.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Peyton List.
So then, of course, Girl Haunts Boy comes out at the end of last year, and you're saying this is all lined up. You've got the ghost thing down. Like,
I know.
How did you, like, what, in your career as an actor, and you're looking at roles, what's that conversation? Because here you are, you're going to play a ghost again.
I know, which felt absolutely ridiculous. And just like, are you sure? And I was like, I don't know why both of these scripts were sent to me, and I really, really like them both, so I don't really want to have to choose. And the movie was before School Spirits, and then someone actually came up to me at a party, and like some agent, and they kind of like made a joke to me about it and were like roasting me a bit. And I was just like, well, with Girl Haunts Boy, it was originally a Pixar movie, and I just loved it. It's such a different story. Like, it was a family movie and like a really like sweet, period sort of character, and I had always wanted to do something like that, and I was like, I'm just not gonna let it stop me. And I think it's like two very different audiences, that was made more in like the Pixar kid world, and so then School Spirits I feel like is a little bit older and like so different. The characters could not be more different, that I really wanted to play both, and I wasn't expecting so many people to see either, so I was like, yeah, I wasn't really thinking about the consequences.
I don't think, you know, consequences, I would actually push back on that word right there, because if, I mean, luckily they're both so good, because that's the thing, right? Like, they get to stand on their own. So at least you've got that. But why, I don't know if you can answer this, like, why do ghost stories work so well? Because, like, anytime I hear a movie, like, if it's a time traveling movie, I don't care if it's good or bad, I'm going to watch it. And I sort of feel like that with ghosts. Why is that?
I'm the same. Like, I just watched Back to the Future the other night, and I was like, this movie hits so hard every time. And there's just something so fun about watching it. I think, like, yeah, like Marty McFly, he visits his parents and like gets to visit like a different time that he's not from, and like watching people in a different time, like watching these characters from different decades interact, like watching everyone look the same but be from a different time, and like there's something that will always just be so fun about that to me as well. I love stories that are kind of, I don't know, I also feel like there's an appreciation for life. Like, it kind of forces you to be, there's a story about like being present and enjoying what's right there in front of you. And I always appreciate those, like the Groundhog Day stories or, yeah.
Well, it's also nice seeing, now learning how you said it was recorded, you made Girl Haunts Boy before School Spirits, but the way it comes out, it's nice to see the levity there, because School Spirits, you know, Maddie's going through so much. It's almost like you have to hold this demeanor for a lot of the scenes. The same way with Cobra Kai. I mean, Tori, she's so bottled up, and that demeanor is there. So with Girl Haunts Boy, it's like there is that levity. But now knowing like Cobra Kai and School Spirits and the way they play together, I mean, is that taxing at all to have to, and I don't say have to, you get to be these characters, I'm sure, but to sort of have to hold a mood like that for, you know, seasons long?
It's actually so cathartic. It's such a release. Like, I feel like there's a space where I get to just act insanely emotional, and like, I feel like there's, you know, a part of me in life that wants to show those sides more, but like, you're kind of not allowed to do that in society. Like, I love that if someone pisses Tori off, like, she's going to fight them immediately. I just think it's really, like, fun to get to explore that, like, just all these different types of characters and, like, reactions to things. And I actually really love it. I love it. It's such a cathartic release.
When you say society, you know, you're not supposed to do that. But you get to play these roles, like, ideally, that pushes that away, right? That allows whoever's out there watching it to not adhere by those rules as well.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's why I love like watching movies and shows. It's just like to be able to escape into that for a little bit.
Tori, I mean, the girl's been beat down by life, and you've sort of got mom problems in both shows, as I'm realizing right now. That's mm-hmm. You know, to bring that along. But to be with that show, especially too, with Cobra Kai, I mean, you know, five seasons of that, to not just come back to a character, but get to spend that long with someone. This is probably one of those big generic questions, but like, what do you learn? What have you learned about her that maybe wasn't obvious there at the beginning?
I think that she's got a lot more heart and, she's got a lot more heart and drive than I ever could have imagined. I feel like she is so loyal and really will like fight for whoever she really cares about. But I think she's got a lot more space for people. And once that's put into a good place, like there's just so much potential that I see in this girl. Like, I don't think I saw a lot of potential for her in the beginning. I also was only thought I was guest starring as this person who, you know, I kind of had in a box at first, but then she just grew to be something I never expected.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Peyton List.
Did you get a say in how her story ends at all?
We all just read the script. We weren't asked about the ending. I mean, I feel like on Cobra Kai, the writers and creators are such big fans of Karate Kid and like such big fans of Billy Zabka growing up that like they know exactly what to do with this world and these characters. So it's kind of a territory where I don't feel like I would understand exactly where to take these characters. Like every time I have a prediction for Cobra Kai, I feel like I'm completely off. Like they just go in like a different direction every season. So I didn't want to give any input for, I actually would have liked to have said something about her ending, but when I read it, it just, I went to them and like I never ever go to the writers of Cobra Kai because I just feel like okay, this is perfect, this is what it is. But I did go to them about the ending because at that point I just cared so much and just wanted to like have a conversation and like just change just a couple things because I just grew to care about Tori so much. But that was the only time I've ever really felt the need to talk to them about it, and it wasn't even like I changed very much. I just wanted a few answers just because it is like it's the finale. It's the end of six seasons, but then the end of something that's been going on since 84. So I just wanted to be able to like wrap it up in like a really nice way for at least myself.
Right, right. I would like, if it were me, I think if like you've been so lucky, especially when you even go back to Jesse and Buck and all that, to have these long arcs of a character, if I would think that I would want, to imagine what happens to them. I mean, I know that's always a fan question. Oh, what happens to them afterwards? But actually, as you, just to like think about that, because you were there for so long, like how often does that happen? How often do you think about these characters that you have been in for a while, you know, and where they are in the imaginary world?
Yeah, you know.
Or maybe it's freeing to say goodbye.
I'll randomly think about it. I'll randomly think about it and how, like, I wish I could play a certain character or like play where they are in their life. Like just thinking, oh, it would be fun to get to like slip into their world again. And not as often as I would think though, but a lot of people lately, like I feel like everyone who watched Jesse is now like out in the work, is now just like out in the world, you know? And like even when I'm going through like TSA now, it's like, oh, I loved Jesse. I'm like, no way. Okay. So it's just, I think about that character's future more just because it's like, it's constantly like, I meet people who talk about that show a lot.
You've got a lot of ensemble cast to keep up with if you want to stay friends with them after the shoots at this point.
Do you keep up
with everyone?
I don't keep up with everyone. Like, you know, I feel like any work environment, like, some people rock and then some people you don't get along with as much just because like everyone is a different flavor. But like I, for the most part, I want to stay in touch with every single person that I can. And usually when it's usually pretty like agreed upon, there's usually like if there's like a person that's like not cool, like it's pretty much like everyone agrees. And like the person just doesn't want to like communicate. But I'm like have family like with Karin, like from Jesse, and like with so many of the like all the School Spirits actors, they're like family at this point, and the creators are family, and like Cobra Kai, like I live with like Sholo and Jacob, like everyone, we're just like, we're so close. Yeah, the Cobra Kai cast is really like family. Like, we know, like, we could go to, like, Uncle Ralph or Uncle Billy's at this point. Like, I feel comfortable just being like, yeah, I could call them up and be like, I need you. And they would, like, they would be there.
I'm really sad to see that show end, but it has done, I mean, it's been a great arc. I've had Jacob and Marty both on here.
Nice.
Talking about it and just hearing the way people light up about that show. But I'm feeling that way, and I mean that about School Spirits as well. You know, they gave us, I think, most of the season. Of course, I don't know how the season ends yet, and I want the season end in a way that I'm still going to see a season 3, a season 4, and a season 5, because of what you all do there is just so creative, and it's such a great story. You know, it's not a question. I'm just throwing the compliments back at you once again.
Aw, thanks. You're so nice.
But seriously, congrats on it. Congrats on all the things and whatever comes next. I mean, do you have a game plan? Do you have a wish list? Like, what do you want to do from here?
Yeah, I have a movie coming up this year that I'm really, really excited about. It's kind of like a dream come true. So I'm just like waiting to be able to talk about that. But yeah, in the meantime, I'm just hanging out. But no plans other than that. I've just kind of wing everything and hope it works out. But yeah, it was so nice talking to you.
And my thanks to Peyton List. Let's see, season 2 of School Spirits. You can see that now on Paramount Plus. And there's the upcoming final parts of the final season of Cobra Kai on the way on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week, just like this one. You can find us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s, the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Fleetwood Mac, Bruce Springsteen, Cassius Culpepper, Counting Crows, Split Enz, Tom Waits, Joy Division, Soul Asylum, Mr. Big, Jack White, Abibio Sound Machine, Angel Olsen, and my interview with Minnie Driver. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
La la la.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.